Welcome to Pilgrim Talk.
Last time we talked about all sorts of things, the head and the heart.
Yes.
I gave a quote. Actually, it was more in the. It was less in our chat, but it was more in the written thing that I put online when the things get posted up. You know, it was a quote actually from a chap called Steve Hill, and
yes.
he was kind of warning people not to, you know, like ministers and people who are in the ascendancy, you know, not to let pride get to their heads or their hearts. And
right.
He was saying to get if you find yourself getting more popular, get down on your knees before God, and realize
right.
that naked you become, naked you'll return. And he said he gave this story from the Acts of the Apostles about King Herod, who when they all said, "Oh, you're a god," and he began to believe them, and it said
yeah.
he was struck down and eaten by worms.
Yikes.
And Steve Hill said, "It's better to be a worm than to be eaten by them."
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So
I can go with that.
Yeah, yeah. So welcome to Worm Central.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You know, we take those words seriously though, because it's important not to think more highly of yourself than you ought, eh?
Well, this is it. I mean, the fact is that it's all about Jesus. It's not about who
Absolutely.
We are or how great our ministry is.
No,
I mean,
if we've got anything good going, it's a gift.
Yeah, where
you
did
know,
we get that
so,
from?
Well, we got it by grace from Him.
From Him?
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's His.
Not because you were smart, clever, good guys. It doesn't work that
or,
way.
Or especially not because you're holier than anybody else is.
Yeah,
or because,
but
you know,
the weird thing, Dave, is most people read from the outside, they read Christianity that way. They see it as, oh, you're holier than us, you know. Here we are living a messy old life, and you with your squeaky clean life, and you know.
But
you're
really,
good because you don't do this.
But really, you know, it should be the situation where Christians are saying, you know, we're the greatest sinners that there are, because, you know, we've heard the commandment that we should love the Lord our God.
The carnal mind, that sounds a bit bizarre, because if you're there living a relatively clean life and you say to someone who's relatively not and you say, "I'm the greatest wretch," you know, they naturally think, well, if you're that bad, where does that leave me?
Well, you mean we have to talk about grace straight away.
Well, of course. Well, maybe you
hit know,
the nail
but,
in the head
but
there.
That's the message.
Talk about straight away. You're right.
That's the message. That's the message of the gospel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the graciousness of God,
yeah.
To us who are just nowhere in terms of holiness. I mean, you say it's a relative thing, but relative to who? You see, we compare Christians with unbelievers, and Christians with Christians, and unbelievers with unbelievers. And none of that matters,
yeah.
a jot, a tot, or whatever it is.
A dot or a tittle.
A the only
tittle.
Thing, the only thing that matters is, well, you know, how does it stack up when we compare with God? And of course, when we compare with God, we're nowhere. Nobody's.
Nowhere.
Everybody's nowhere.
Yeah, we never left the starting stalls.
And so, you know, we're all in the same place. That we're dependent on the grace of God, and if we're a Christian, we're still dependent on the grace of God.
Dave,
and
I think you really hit something there, you know, because people tend to, some people change after they become Christians in a negative way. They receive the grace of God. Yes, they receive forgiveness of sins. Yes, they get transformed, etc., etc. But, you know, over a period of time, sometimes they take their eye off the Lord, they get religious, you know, and then they start pontificating about their clean lifestyle.
But isn't that exactly the same position as the guy who owed the king a gazillion bucks, couldn't pay it, and the king forgave him his debt?
That's
and
right.
then a couple
he
of days later,
yeah.
he saw a guy who owed him a fiver and took him by the throat and said, "You got to pay me, you got to pay me." Isn't that the same frame of mind?
Same frame of mind, except I don't think it was a couple of days later. I think it was on his way home from the king, he throttled the chap. So, boy, he had
right.
a short memory, didn't he?
Well, yeah. And you know, and we, you know, we have to be careful not to have a short memory.
He was dancing about coming out of negative equity, and he found the fellow who owed him a few shekels, you know, and went, decided to throttle him and throw him in jail.
Yeah.
My goodness.
Yeah. So we have, you know, we have to be careful, you know, that we don't, because we're believers, that we don't adopt that frame of mind.
That we don't grab others by the throat.
Well, that we don't forget that we have been forgiven, number one, but number two, that we are being forgiven every day.
That's right. Yeah.
So what makes the difference between the Christian and the sinner? It's the grace of God. That's what makes the difference.
Yeah. I'll tell you a funny story, Dave. The other day I just stopped by a shop to buy some food, and I went to the shop and I got about 6 items in the bag, and I went to the checkout, right? And they put the thing in, the guy charged me so much, and I thought, fine, but instinctively I felt that's kind of cheap, you know. So anyway, so I paid him, and I was going out the shop, and I pulled out the receipt out of the bag, and I started reading it, and I realised he forgot to charge me for the ham that was in there, a few slices of ham, you know.
Yeah.
So I decided, look, I'll go back, and so I went back, and I showed him, and I paid him the extra few bob. Then I was coming out feeling really virtuous, you know, like, man, you know, I could walk on clouds here, you know, this kind of a rhinestone cowboy moment, you know, going down the street thinking how wonderfully good I am, you know. And then I came up to my car and I suddenly remembered that I forgot to put it on the meter, right?
Oh.
Now, I wasn't clamped or anything, okay, it was fine.
Oh.
But then a thought occurred to me. I thought, right, the way I pay for my car is I do it through my mobile phone, I press the thing and it does it automatically, right?
Techie guy.
You know what I could have done and I didn't do? I could have keyed it in then. Because if I was being 100% virtuous and 100% squeaky clean, I took some free parking there, you know. And even though I, quote, got away with it, I should have paid the 10 minutes parking.
Mm.
You know, now, I don't know, I just didn't do it, right? But you know what? I realised afterwards, you know, you can't really get up in your soapbox and say how good you are. Because there's always something which is less than perfect.
Well, this
you
is
know
it.
What I'm saying?
Yeah.
I won't say always. I'll say virtually always.
No, there's always. There's always.
You know what? It's like the whole lesson taught me. Look, it's a little thorn in the flesh there. It's a little bit of a reminder from the Lord that don't go blowing your trumpet there, you know. You ain't perfect, you know. God's changing you, he's working on you, etc. That's good. But you know, in terms of dealing with others, you know, just deal with grace, you know.
Yeah.